Is the current debate about so-called African gangs leading to poor mental health outcomes for some in the African diaspora? For most African Australians, their personal faith is very strong, but sometimes strong faith makes it hard to seek professional help during testing times. Well, now community leaders, including pastors, are encouraging their flock to look beyond faith alone. Manu Bobo has this story.
Joan Cole migrated to Australia from Kenya in 2003. She was first diagnosed with postnatal depression after she gave birth to her daughter in 2009, but she didn't seek help immediately.
I'd gone to see the doctor and she had wanted to put me on antidepressants, but I spoke to my mum about it. And my mum was against the idea of taking medication.
Faith and culture influenced that decision.
Coming from Kenya, faith plays a bigger role than medication, therapy. So my mum insisted that, you know, I should just pray about the situation and not get involved with the medical therapy.
Even when she did start taking medication, Joan Cole would skip doses.
There was that aspect of guilt. It kind of felt like I was cheating on my mom or cheating on my faith, lying about it to my mom as well. So I felt guilty.
She wants people to talk about mental illness so they don't end up going through what she did.
It has taken me into dark places. There have been times, especially when I went through postnatal depression, those times I was, you know, contemplating suicide.
Hayley, not her real name, has a Somali background but has lived in Australia for more than 20 years. She's been seeing a therapist for anxiety and PTSD. Her parents encouraged her to get help and it's paid dividends.
It's been amazing speaking about it and I actually feel brilliant. I feel comfortable, happy, excited for the future and have a more positive outlook on life.
Ida Asari is a psychotherapist and counsellor originally from Ghana. She's researched perceptions of mental health counselling among sub-Saharan African migrants to Australia.
It's quite different in terms of how it is viewed here in Australia. For the sub-Saharan Africans, therapy or counselling, mental health in general, isn't a part of their culture. For them, counselling is viewed as a taboo and it's not something that, you know, they talk about. If anything, they will resort to church counselling and they believe that, you know, having faith and prayer in God is the way to combat mental illness.
Sumaya Sadiq Ojibara is a psychotherapist and counsellor based in Melbourne. She's a Muslim of Nigerian heritage. She backs up Ida Asari's findings on religion.
It can be very helpful, positively. I know that research findings show that people who consider themselves people of faith actually can get a lot of help from, you know, their spirituality really does give a relief in the moment and in the long run as well. However, the same religion can also become barriers because I meet people a lot who say things like, oh, well, you know, you just need to keep praying. You just need to go and make these special prayers. And that's all good, but you do need to seek help.
The federal government is spending almost $4 million on a national multicultural mental health project. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils Australia, or FECA, is one of the partners involved. Mary Patetsos is the chairperson of FECA. She calls the current debate around so-called African gangs dangerous.
I mean, we've got to call it what it is. I mean, there is blatant racism and negativity that young people and older people experience, which impacts on people's mental health.
Samuel Abalo is the senior pastor at the Living Word Worship Centre in Merrylands in Sydney's West. He's urging people not to let their religious convictions prevent them from seeking professional help if they need it.
We ultimately attribute every good thing to God, but we know God uses people So sometimes you are in a position, you need help, and God is bringing the help. But he could bring it through a friend, through a brother. So he could also bring that help through a professional.
The senior pastor at the Living Word Worship Center, Samuel Abalo, and his gospel choir, ending that report by Manu Bobo. If this story has raised any concerns, you can call Lifeline on 131114.